This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
A very warm welcome to the esteemed listeners that are listening to us in various parts of the country, locally, nationally, as well as internationally, and especially those in the Eastern Cape, Free State, Gauteng, KZN, Limpopo Province, Mpumalanga, Northern Cape, Northwest, Western Cape. Well, and also those that are listening to us from countries abroad. Well, we take this opportunity to welcome you on the 16th day of Jumad al-Ula 1441, corresponding to Sunday the 12th of January 2020. Alhamdulillah, through the mercy and blessings of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we've been afforded another opportunity to increase our knowledge during this afternoon's Q&A program. And joining us once again is going to be Mufti Sahib, Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Sahib, Hafizahullah. Mufti Sahib, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hafiz Wadi, barakallahu feekum, jazakallahu khairan to you, our brother Dawood Mondli, and our brother Lucky here. Thank you very much to Lucky, and jazakallahu khair to Dawood Mondli and all the esteemed listeners, local, national, and international.
Ameen. Mufti Sahib, this week had witnessed the matriculants that had received their results, alhamdulillah. And one of the questions that had come in, what advice does Mufti Sahib have for these matriculants?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, this morning at Darulum Zakaria, this is one of the topics that I raised, that now the academic year will be starting this week. And the first thing you need to do is you, O student, O graduate, ask yourself, what do you do with your life, with your career? And if you are in a dilemma, you do not know what to do and so forth, so read 2 rakat salat, Qul ya al-kafirun, Qul wallahu ahad, after Surah Fatiha in both rakat. And thereafter read, Allahumma khir li wakhtar li. Oh beloved Allah, you select the best for me and you choose for me, the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. You want to choose this cause and that cause and so forth. Secondly, remember, innamal a'malu bin niyat in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, that every action of ours is judged by the intention. But intention, good intention, does not justify haram. Always remember that. You say you want to help people, but we do haram things. So obviously that is not justified and it remains haram. So we need to check and revisit our intentions as well. So those who passed, so choose the right career, and in that way they become an asset to humanity. The problem today is majority of people, Muslim and non-Muslim, their criteria is only, how can I make maximum amount of money in minimum time? And that's the sad truth. Those who failed, I'm really surprised if a person fails matric in South Africa nowadays, where you need to pass with 33% in some subjects and so forth. But nevertheless, you get some people who still fail, or they did not get the desired results. So you must say, alhamdulillah, if you pass with distinction and flying colors. And if you failed or your pass was not according to your desires, then say, alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. And discuss with the ulama the various field you want to choose. And in that way, inshallah, the honorable ulama in various places will guide you, inshallah.
So our next question comes from the question. It says, I have a tree growing from my yard and it's extending to my neighbor's yard. Do I have to maintain his side of the fence, Mufti Sahib?
Mustafa Rahmatullil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us in authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir. Whosoever believes in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and the last day must not cause harm to his neighbor. So you have the tree there. Now the branches, the leaves, the fruit are growing in your neighbor's yard. So you have 2-3 options. Either you cut it and it does not cause harm to the neighbor, or go to your neighbor, you have cordial relationship, you are friendly with them, tell them, you know what, all the fruit that are that side there, you can take it, I give you permission, there's no problem with that. And that will enhance, mashallah, the relationship between you. I'm not speaking of haram relationship. You start tuning up that person's wife or daughter or something. So men to men, women to women, that's what we are speaking about. And third one is this, that if you don't want, he must have the fruits and so forth, then you must cut it and ensure your fence, you extend it or what have you, so that we don't become a menace and we don't become a menace to society, even to non-Muslims. Remember, that is the beauty of Islam. In Islam, our neighbors have three rights, if they are. Number one, our neighbor. Second, they are Muslim. And third, that they are our relatives. So three rights they have. If they are Muslim, they have two rights, that they are our neighbor and they are Muslim. If they are non-Muslim, they still have a right over us, that they are our neighbor. Hence, we need to show them the beauty of Islam, and we fulfill our duty with beauty. That is what Islam teaches us.
Shukran, Mufti Saab. Moving on to the next question. Can Mufti Saab please explain the meaning of Illiyin and Sijin?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has used these terms in the noble Quran, and therefore daily we should be reading the Quran Sharif. Today people only read the Quran during Ramadan or when there's a mayit or somebody is ill. That is the trend nowadays. And therefore Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has humiliated this ummah in all parts of the world, one can say. Because the hadith that is authentic of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُ بِهِ أَقْوَامًا وَيَدَعُ بِهِ آخَرِينَ. When you attach yourself to the Quran Sharif, Almighty Allah will elevate you and the people and nations. And when we detach ourselves from the Quran Sharif, Allah Jalla wa Ala will humiliate and disgrace us. The hadith is mentioned in Sahih Muslim. And remember, Quran Sharif ko khatam karna maqsood nahi. Apni zindagi ko Quran Sharif mein khatam karna maqsood hai. The aim is not just to finish the Quran Sharif. The aim is to finish, remember, our lives in the khidmat, in the service of the noble Quran. When one studies Surah Mutaffifin, chapter number 83, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala uses these terms. And what is that? Wama adraka ma sijin, chapter 83, verse 8. When a person dies without Iman and Islam, on kufr and shirk and nifaq and hypocrisy or blasphemy or polytheism, the nifaq means that they were just uttering the words of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, nothing in the heart. So they will be dispatched to the lowest dungeon and prison there in Jahannam. And remember, the people who are destined to go to Jannah, then their example in Quran Kareem states, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا إِلِّيُّونَ. So Surah 83, verse 8 for Sijin, and Illiyin or Illiyun, remember, same Surah, chapter 83, verse 19. That is the highest stages. Those people who are in the Illiyin, Illiyun, they already getting the breeze and the fragrance of Jannah. And remember, they know they will enter Jannah with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And those people who are in the Sijin, remember, they can see their place in the everlasting Jahannam and the hellfire. Allah protect us. An easy example I give to people. Today, you know, a person commits a crime. Then the police come and they take him into custody. But the court case will only take place in March or April or sometime this year. So they are held in custody, and remember, that also is one part of the punishment. So these people who are kuffar and they are munafikin and mushrikeen, remember, they are held in custody and the punishment already started. And those people who are in Illiyin, when you travel first class, then you sit in the business class lounge, first class lounge, mashallah, everything tip-top condition. Obviously, these are just our examples, no comparison at all to what Almighty Allah has kept in store for us. So in that way, there, that person received the fragrance. Remember that, O Ummah. I was telling you, we need to attach ourselves to the noble Quran. If you study the life of our Akabir and great giant ulama, Shah Waliullah Rahimahullah, son Shah Abdul Qadir Rahimahullah, when he was 40 years old, he went into the masjid and he stayed there, just went out, you know, for relieve himself and wudu and so forth, and he wrote the entire tafsir of the noble Quran. That is the khidmat and the service ulama-e Rabbani, ulama-e Haqqani have done and rendered to the Ummah. And therefore, these are the glittering examples of our Honorable Ustad, Sheikh Muhammad Al-Usabuni, Hafidhullah, is alive. He hails from Halab, Aleppo. They left 50 years ago because of the atrocities of the Kuffar day in Syria, the Alawi regime. And till today, he has written more than 10 different tafasir of the noble Quran. So that is how we should be attached to the noble Quran and the Sunnah Mubarakah of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mufti Sahib, kindly explain the meaning of Iman, and also if Mufti Sahib can perhaps give us a dua to read on living with Iman and also passing away with Iman.
This is a three-part question. When we speak of Iman, you know, when we were in primary madrasa, I'm speaking about myself, in the early 60s, then they would teach us, Amantu billah wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wal yawmil akhir wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allah wal ba'ath ba'd al maut. So these are what we call the articles of faith. When a person who's a non-Muslim embraces Islam, all this must be explained to that person properly and thoroughly. I believe in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. He has the no parents, no partners, no children. Explain Qul Huwallahu Ahad, chapter number 112, to that person there. And then we say, Amantu billah wa malaikatihi, the angels, who is Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, Hazrat Mikael alayhi salam, Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam. Amantu billah wa malaikatihi, and we believe in all the angels. Wa rusulihi, and remember, wa kutubihi, and we believe in all the messengers, and from Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, right up to Sayyiduna wa Habibuna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the final messenger and most beloved messenger to Almighty Allah for all times, all places, is Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anybody claims that there is Nubuwat and there's a prophet nowadays, so they are imposters and out of the fold of Islam, like the Qadianis, Ahmadis, and so forth. Wa kutubihi, and remember the books, the divine scriptures, the Zabur, the Torah, the Injil, they all were revealed. One to Nabi Dawood alayhi salam, the Zabur, Torah to Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Injil, the Gospel, to Nabi Isa alayhi salam. But all are interpolated now, and there are additions, omissions, so many different versions that even the virgins get confused and their fuses get blown. So remember the Quran Sharif. It was, is, will always be the greatest miracle of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So in that way you teach the people wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi, taqdeer, good, bad, happy, sad, everything is from Almighty Allah. Wal yawmil akhir, the last day, and we will stand for accountability, reckoning in the court of Almighty Allah. Life after death, the Jannah and the Jahannam, and so many other issues. So the paradise and hellfire. Regarding the issue of safeguarding our Iman, so Alhamdulillah, we say, Allahumma laka shukru kullu wa laka alhamdu kullu. O Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, that all thanks and gratitude is for you alone, and all praise is for you alone, Ya Allah Jalla Wala. So you blessed us with Iman and Islam. Surah 3, verse number 8. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana, O our beloved Allah, do not let our hearts get deviated. Today people join this group and that group because money is sweeter than honey. People join the deviant shaitans in this group, so that in this day, these days now, because they have ulterior motive, aurat aur daulat ne ummat ko barbaad kar diya. The enemies will use women, they will use money, and then they will win you over, win us over. Allah alone protect us. So we read this dua from the bottom of our heart. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana. Oh beloved Allah Jalla wala, do not let our hearts get deviated. Ba'da idh hadaytana, after you gave us hidayat, the nur, the effulgence which entered the inner recesses of our heart. وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. O Allah, grant us the special mercy to envelop us. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَابُ. O Allah, you are the best of giver. So that we pass away with Iman and Islam. Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. A mighty messenger of Almighty Allah, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, went through the vicissitudes of life, now the ruler of the entire Egypt. But in the ending, he realizes all this is a Nabi. He knows, obviously, that all this is temporary. Ya Allah, Jalla wala, let me die with Islam and Iman. Unite me, Ya Allah, with the pious and devout servants, setting the precedent for humanity and posterity. Surah 12, verse 101. O Muslim, O Muslima, O listener, with that dua, add this dua mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. Allahumma aj'al khayra ayyamina yawma nalqaka fi. O Almighty Allah, make that the best day in my life, the day I meet you, Ya Allah. That is Islam. Remember, we can stand in front of Almighty Allah and Allah is pleased with us. We stand in front of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Master is pleased with us. We stand in front of the beloved Sahaba on the day of justice. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, and Sayyida Aisha, Sayyida Hafsa radiallahu anhu majma'in. So that is our aim of our life.
Shukran, Mufti Sahab. Mufti Sahab, what is the ruling concerning those who harbor ill feelings and insult the Sahaba radiallahu anhum?
Remember, those people who insult the above personalities who I just mentioned now, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anh and so forth, wallahi, I have the Quran Sharif now in my hand. They're out of the fold of Islam. You must remember that. If somebody asks me and says that I said, and not one occasion, hundreds of times I said this, on air, in my lectures, in various places, any person curses, swears and insults, you know, Bakr Siddiq is out of the fold of Islam, is a murtad. Where's the dalil, evidence and proof for that? Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 40. He is the second of the two. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the first one, obviously, and the second personality is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. Idh yaqulu li sahibihi, when Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam told his companion, La tahzan, inna Allah ma'ana. You don't be worried, don't be sad, inna Allah ma'ana. Not inna Allah ma'i, that Allah's help, Allah's mercy is only with me. Nay, Allah Jalla wala, special mercy help is with us, with me, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. So the greatest personality to walk on this earth. But today we have the enemies of Islam. They curse Sayyidina Abu Bakr. Wallahi, such people are cursed by Allah forever. And they're out of the fold of Islam. And where's dalil and evidence for that? Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, authentic hadith, man sabba ashabi, whosoever swears and curses my sahaba, fa alayhi la'natullah wal malaika wal nasi ajma'in. Allah jalla wala's curse is upon him, the angels' curse is upon him, and the true Muslims' curse is upon them. So remember, authentic hadith in Tabarani, and in mention in Tirmidhi Sharif, the following hadith, idha ra'aytumul ladina yasubbun ashabi, when you see those people swearing, abusing, cursing my sahaba, faqulu, then say, la'anatullahi ala sharikum. These are the words of rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We don't have to curry favor with any person, any politician, any government. We speak the truth from the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah without fear and favor, alhamdulillah. So any person, any government, any politician, anyone, Allah Ta'ala's curse is upon you when you curse and you insult the Sahaba, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Aisha, Sayyidina Hafsa radiallahu anhu. Second one, remember that Surah 9, verse 79. O Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, rise up to the occasion. We are sending you this whole week. Now, before I came to the studio, I sent you something. Send it out to the whole world. The world must know who murdered Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an. Who martyred Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu arda. Sibtu Rasuli Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the beloved Nawasa of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said that these people, Allah's curse is on them. Then he gave his life, apne jaan ki nazrana pesh ki. I gave you all the references. I sent it out now before the Q&A started. His beloved son, Hazrat Zainul Abideen, said for these people who murdered Sayyidina, his father, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an, فَلَسْتُمْ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. You don't belong to this ummah. You're out of this ummah. These are not these are not books that belong to Ahlu Sunnah. It's their books, the enemy's books. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's beloved daughter, Sayyida Fatima Sughra, cursed these people and said, Allah Ta'ala's curse is on you forever and ever. And then the shaitans and enemies admitted that they murdered Sayyidina Ali, قَتَلْنَا عَلِيًا وَبَنِي عَلِيٍ بِسُيُوفٍ هِنْدِيَّةٍ وَرِمَاحِ. They read poetry and they said, yes, we murdered Sayyidina Ali, Allah forbid. Yes, we murdered Sayyidina Hussein, Allah forbid. We use the swords and the spears made in India. You call these people Muslim? Wallahi, Allah's curse is on them. Abadan abada, daiman abada. So all might Allah's curse. I'm telling you what Quran says. Surah 9, verse 79. Surah Tawbah, verse 79. It is the battle of Tabuk. 30,000 Sahaba, Mustadrak Hakim's riwayat and hadith. Now the logistics, I flew to Tabuk. It took me 1.5 hours. So remember that they had to walk, they had to use the camels, the horses, or whatever means of transport they could get, donkeys and what have you. So Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu donated 300 camels, 1,000 gold coins. The people, munafiqeen, said, Mura'in, you're just showing off. Poor Sahaba came with 1 kilo, 1 pound, 0.5 kilo of dates, and they gave it. This is our charity and contribution. What did these people say? Surah 9, verse 79. Alladhina yalmizun al-muttawwi'een. And those people who are contributing willingly, they are the pakka believers through Muslims, min al-mu'mineen. Alladhina yalmizun al-muttawwi'een min al-mu'mineen fi sadaqat, giving their charity. Walladhina la yajiduna illa juhdahum. And those who gave the meager amounts. Fayaskharuna minhum. These munafiqeen, hypocrites, like today you can see how the munafiqeen and hypocrites are coming out of the closets. Allah Ta'ala is humiliating, disgracing them. When they hear our name, they run away, like how the shaitan ran away from Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Allah's curse be upon them. فَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنْهُمْ. So remember, they mocked the Sahaba. Allah Jalla Wala defending the honor and integrity of the beloved students and companions of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You mock the students, you insult the students and companions of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sakhir Allahu minhum. Allah will mock them. Yea, in South Africa, in other countries. I warn the people, and today, wallahi, they murtad out of the fall of Islam. They thought they too clever. Allah has humiliated them. because they insulted Sahaba. سخر الله منهم ولهم عذاب أليم. And Allah's punishment is from them. Horrible, terrible punishment. Surah Tawbah, Surah 9, verse 79. Swear me, no problem. Swear my parents, no problem. We'll keep quiet. Wallahi, you swear Sahaba, then we will never keep quiet. We are prepared to give our life for the honor of Sahaba. That is Muslim. So remember this, namus sahaba ka tahaffuz karna wajib hai. To protect the honor and integrity of sahaba is compulsory. These are the people, personalities. Allah Jalla Wala spoke of them. And you want to come with your fairy tale stories of the mut'a jamaat, the prostitution jamaat, who says prostitution mut'a is permissible for 1 hour. Allah Ta'ala has made such people, wallahi kafir, murtad, out of the fold of Islam.
Mufti Sahib, moving on to our final question before the break. A husband and wife who do not keep each other's secrets, but they reveal the secrets of each other to others. What is Mufti Sahib's comment on this?
That is a kabira, a major, major sin, O husband, O wife. Do you not realize what Almighty Allah said in the Quran? Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahun. I have a huge scar on my chest or back. I'm just giving an example. Alhamdulillah, I don't have. So Allah Ta'ala says, husband, you are the garment for your wife. Oh wife, you are the garment for your husband. So you need to keep the secrets within your bedroom. You don't even mention it to your children or your family members, let alone tell other people. Rahmatul lil alameen, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, inna sharran nasi manzila indallah. The worst person by Almighty Allah is that spouse, that husband, that wife, who knows the secret of the wife. She has a certain problem, husband has a certain problem, and then they go and divulge it. They come on air and say, this husband got this problem, this problem, this wife. They take the name and everything. So that's a major, major sin. وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Oh, your husbands, treat your wife with love, respect, and compassion. Oh, wives, you are the partner of your husband. You are not a dictatorship, oh husband. So remember, marriage is so wonderful, but the enemies of Islam don't understand this. Therefore, today, in their curse system and satanic system, they say, Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve, Madam and Eve. So people who believe in these type of things, the gay brigade murtad out of the fold of Islam.
Jazakallah khair for that, Mufti Sahib. That brings us now to our very first ad break for this 2-hour program. Remember, Q&A is every Sunday from 2 to 4 and Monday nights from 8 to 10. We continue after this.
This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this afternoon's Q&A program brought to you exclusively by the Capital Group of Companies, solely and only for the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we do thank Capital Air, as Capital Air is keeping us cool in our studios. Mufti Sahib, our very next question that has come in. Is it true that if one informs another about the month of Ramadan first, hellfire will become haram for that particular individual?
Our Deenul Islam is based on Wahi and Revelation, the Quran Sharif, 114 surahs and chapters, 6,236 verses of the Noble Quran, and the Sunnah and Nabawiyyah, the Ahadith Mubarakah. Surah number 53, verses 3-4, Almighty Allah states, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْوِي يُوحَىٰ. He, Mustafa, rahmatul lil alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, does not speak of his own desires. It is but wahi and revelation that Almighty Allah sent to the Master, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taught us, من كذب علي متعمدا, whosoever lies against me deliberately, intentionally, فليتبوى مقعده من النار, he, that person, must reserve his or her seat in Jahannam. This hadith is mutawatir. What does it mean? This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari, Muslim, Abu Dawood, Tirmizi, Nasai, Ibn Majah, Musnad Ahmad. Meaning that is 100% authentic. So many reporters and Sahaba and others have mentioned it, radiallahu anhum. So therefore, remember to send these type of messages that are total fabrication and lies. That person is guilty of a major, major sin. To say that today is 108 days, 107 days before Ramadan Mubarak 1441. We know Ramadan Mubarak will start around the 24th of April this year, inshallah. So obviously, depending on the moon and crescent, we have to look for the Munsamis. Some Munsamis got very, very sharp eyes also. They see the moon before the birth of the moon also. Nevertheless, the point I'm making here is this, that to send out this message and say Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Jahannam will become haram for you are all lies and fabrications. So before sending something out like this, always consult your local ulama and so forth. Otherwise, you'll be guilty of a major, major sin. And remember, we need to make tawbah if we sent out these type of messages already. Allah protect us.
Ameen. Mufti Saab, is there any virtue mentioned for reciting Suratul Ikhlas in Medina Munawwara 1,000 times?
The ulama have mentioned that when traveling to Medina Munawwara, then whether you're coming by taxi or by plane or by bus, then you read Inna A'tayna Surah Kawthar 100 times, 1,000 times and so forth. Again, yeah, we must draw a distinction. It is not a sunnah. It is an amal. Amal means some pious ulama, they suggested it. So we will say it's permissible. But if you start saying it's sunnah, then remember that's totally incorrect and it will be a lie against Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I just gave you the consequences of it just now, I mentioned it. So therefore, we advise people when we're traveling from Jeddah to Medina, Makkah to Medina, Dubai to Medina, Egypt to Medina, Addis Ababa to Medina, or wherever you're coming from, read abundant Durood Sharif, Salawat upon Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhireen, the Master alayhi salatu wasalam, his excessive love for Medina Munawwara, when the Master alayhi salam returning from jihad and expedition, and nearer Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was coming to Medina Munawwara, Asra'a da'abbatahu, go open the fadail of Medina and the books. Imam Bukhari brought the whole chapter on the virtues of Medina in Bukhari Sharif. So remember that the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made the Mubarak means of conveyance go faster and faster. Ya dakhil ad-dar, salli ala an-nabiy al-mukhtar. The shair, the poet says, oh, you about to enter Medina Munawwara, read salawat, salutations upon the chosen and most blessed of Allah's creation, Mustafa Habibuna wa Shafi'una sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is what we say you should be doing. And remember, you want to read Surah Kawthar, all that permissible, but not sunnah.
Mufti Saab, our next question pertaining to knowledge, which are the Quranic du'as one can read to obtain knowledge?
Remember, the best verse to read is which Almighty Allah commanded Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is Rabbi Zidni Ilma. O Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, increase me in knowledge. So remember that this is Surah 20, Surah Taha, verse number 114, chapter 20, verse 114. So that is we should be reading. However, Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whom some shayateen, they hate him. But Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, the beloved Nawasa and grandson of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, resigned and then handed over power to Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, as prophesied by the Master alayhi salam, the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on the Mimbar Mubarak, looking at the people, Sahaba radiallahu anhu, and sometime looking at Sibtu Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his beloved grandson. Hadith Bukhari Sharif, Inna bani hadha sayyidun, this grandson of mine is a leader. La allallaha ayyusliha bihi bayna fiyataini azimataini min al-muslimin. Allah Jalla wala will use him to bring about reconciliation among two big groups of the Muslims. It is the year 40. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu in Ramadan is martyred by the shayateen and the enemies of Islam. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu becomes the Khalifa and Amirul Mu'mineen. We the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah say, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Hassan bin Ali, radiallahu anhum, all of them are part of the Khulafa'i Rashidin, Khulafa'i Rashidun, both ways you pronounce it. Thereafter, he resigned, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu an, handed over power to Amir Muawiyah radiallahu an. This was in the year 41 after Hijrah, and this is known as Amul Jama'ah. So people who want to object on Amir Muawiyah radiallahu an, then you will have to object on Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu an, you will have to object on the hadith of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, Amir Muawiyah, one of the great Sahaba, he ruled this Ummah from the year 41 to 60. He passed away, radiallahu anhu arda, in the month of Rajab in 60. Amir Muawiyah, radiallahu ta'ala, and almost 20 years he was Khalifa. One Khalifa, one Amirul Mu'mineen, and no shaitan could stand up against him. Remember that. So anyway, shaitan meaning the enemies of Islam. Thereafter we see directly he heard hadith in Bukhari Sharif, we're speaking of knowledge. May yuridillahu bihi khayra, whosoever Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala decrees for him goodness, yufaqihu fi deen. Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala gives that person the profound, deep understanding of deen. So therefore Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make dua for sahaba. Allahumma faqihu fi deen. Allahumma allimhu ta'wil. These are the duas. Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu used to make, and made this dua for Abdullah bin Abbas. When the master alayhi salatu salam passed away, he, Abdullah bin Abbas, Bukhari Sharif's hadith, lam yahtalim, he was not even baligh. So we must remember this, that here we find that you want the knowledge of Quran and Sunnah, first thing you have to do is remove the pride and arrogance. Go and sit by the masters and go and imbibe the knowledge from the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Muhammad ibn Sirin, Imam al-Ta'bir al-Ru'ya, used to say, Unzuru amman ta'khuduna deenakum. Watch out from where you are acquiring your knowledge. Today people want to sit on their laurels and think of Hadi, on their lazy boy, and then play with the cell phone and computers and internet, and think they'll become scholars. They become shaitan. They'll become scholars for dollars, yes. They can never become scholars. Remember that. You have to sit by the ustad. You have to show respect to the teacher. And you have to get rid of the TV and all the shayateen in the house and in the shop. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, go read the Diwanu Shafi'i. Imam Shafi'i came to his teacher Waqi bin Jarrah. This is the poetry. Shakautu ila Waqi in su'a hifdhi. I went to my teacher Waqi bin Jarrah and I said, O Ustadji, O my beloved teacher, my memory is getting weaker and weaker. فَأَرْشَدَنِي إِلَىٰ تَرْكِ الْمَعَاصِي. And remember, he taught me, Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi'i, you must leave committing sins. The more sins you commit, Allah deprives you of knowledge. شَكَوْتُ إِلَىٰ وَكِيٍ سُوَ حِفْذِي فَأَرْشَدَنِي إِلَىٰ تَرْكِ الْمَعَاصِي فَإِنَّ الْإِلْمَ نُورٌ مِّنْ إِلَهِ. Because this knowledge, this radiance, this effulgence of the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah and the Fiqh, remember, is the radiance and noor from Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. فإن العلم نور من إلهي ونور الله لا يؤتى لعاصي. And this nur and radiance and effulgence of Allah, this deen of Islam is not given to people who are involved in drugs, involved in gambling, involved in zina, fornication, involved in TV and all these movies, and in soccer and cricket and all these satanic things. Nay, remember, you have to stay away from that. Then Allah gives you knowledge and the nur of knowledge as well. That is how we acquire it. Allah Jalla Wala bless us with ilm and nafi, such knowledge that we become an asset to the whole world. Imam Shafi'i Rahimahullah left Baghdad and he went to Egypt. He entered Egypt in the year 199. He passed away in 204. The people asked, he celebrated student, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal Rahimahullah, oh Imam Ahmad, tell us who is Shafi'i Rahimahullah. He said, Ash-Shafi'i kashamsi lid-dunya, how the sun is shining and illuminating the world. Al-Imam Ash-Shafi'i Muhammad bin Idris, born in Gaza 150 and 204 he passes away. Only 54 years he lived in this world, but he illuminated the world with his knowledge, subhanallah.
Shukran Mufti Sam. Next question says, Mufti Sahib, please give me something to read. My daughter is separated from her husband. He has sent her home and she's crying all the time. The marriage is not working out at all and he's very immature and has lots of issues. Mufti Sahib?
Remember that these type of questions are always one-sided. So now the wife is complaining the husband is immature or whatever, or the husband is complaining the husband... Maaf, the husband is complaining, the wife is nadan and immature. So obviously we answer the question as the question is posed. And we did not hear the other side of the story. So be it as it may, the way it seems, the way I understand it of his wadi, if I'm understanding incorrectly, then inform me. It seems that as yet the talaq has not been issued. It is just now that the lady, the wife, is gone to her mother, her parents' place, and the husband is that side, and they're having all this. The marriage is on the rocks, and the husband is in the docks. So that is what's happening, the way I understand
that's
it.
Correct.
Is that correct, of his wadi?
Jim of Tisab, that's
right.
Correct.
So now let's go forward. Now if both of you, that is what you have to do, or husband or wife, there might be a child or children involved. I put it to you, do you really want your children to suffer? Do you want your son and daughter to be brought up by a single parent? How will you look at your son and daughter in the eye after 10-15 years that when you deserted them and left them? Think about it. The whole day watching Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, Shaitan Hood, and then we think like them and behave like them. So remember that you have to save this brothership. How are you going to save it? Read 2 rakat salat and read Surah 25, verse 74. In the 19th Supara, the first quarter, Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. Oh, beloved Allah, grant us such spouses, grant us such children and offspring that are the coolness of the eyes, O Allah Jalla wa'ala. Then read, O husband, wife, every Muslim, Muslimah, hadith in First Quran, Surah 7, verse 180. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. O national, international, local listeners, listen to what Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us, that Almighty Allah has wonderful, beautiful names. Invoke and call Almighty Allah Jalla Wala by those beautiful names. Surah number 7, verse number 180. And Bukhari Sharif, Tirmidhi Sharif hadith, Man ahsaha dakhal al jannah, who memorizes these 99 beautiful names of Allah Jalla Wala, whosoever reads it, read it daily, O husband, O wife, teach your children. Ya Hafidhu, Ya Hafidhu, Ya Hafiz. We know crime is a huge problem in South Africa. Who will make our hifazat and protect us? Allah alone. Your business is gone, finished, and there's no barakah. Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu. Ya Allah, you are the best of givers. Grant me, Ya Allah. Your marriage is on the rocks. Read, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadud. Ya Allah, you are the creator of love. Allahumma alif bayna qulubina. Allahumma alif bayna qulubina. Oh, beloved Allah, bring that ulfat, mahabbat, mawaddat. Marriage is not bedroom and bathroom only, that the hearts have to meet. When the hearts meet, this unity of thought. When husband and wife are together, united, then you go through the turbulence of life together. Duk and suk, it's a long, long honeymoon. Not the satanic honeymoon of the West. 1 week, 2 weeks, go to Mauritius and Malaysia, come back and then start fighting like cats and dogs. Nay, Islam teaches us. So first thing, remain positive with Allah. Crying, Ben's sister is not going to help. Read, it's your fault, you also guilty. Husband, it's your fault also. I don't believe that one party is guilty. I say, I don't know you, but I'll tell you this much. Because we're 40 years in this field with the help and mercy of Allah. Remember, it's both of you. And if you want to save your marriage at this 11th hour, then get your elders, get the ulama involved. وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ شِقَاقَ بَيْنِهِمَا فَبْأَثُوا حَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهَلِهِ وَحَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهَلِهَا. Let the elders come in, those elders who got common sense. Today common sense is no more common also. إِيُّرِيدَ إِسْلَاحَ. If the intention of both sides is to bring about reconciliation, يُوَفِّقِ اللَّهُ بَيْنَهُمَا. Allah Jalla Wala's help will come to both parties.
Jazakallah khair for that, Mufti Saab. Mufti Saab, many parents at this time of the year, at times are quite confused. These parents are not too sure where to enroll their son for Hifzul Quran. Please advise, Mufti Saab.
Yes, people are confused and sometimes their fuses are also blown. They don't know what to do, which school to go, which madrasa to go, which Hifz class to go, which job to take. The person doesn't know, must he go join ABC or XYZ? So remember that read for many a time, several times. Allah, 3-4 words, read with me now. Allahumma, oh beloved Allah, oh beloved Allah. Khirli khara khire. Khirli, oh Allah, Jalla wa Allah, you select for me. Khirli, must I get married to Aisha or Fatima? Heart says Fatima, then Fatima. Must I buy a Merc or a BM? So it came out Merc, so you buy the Merc. Allahumma khirli wa khatarli. Oh Allah, you select the best for me and you choose for me. Ya Allah, must I go to this ustad or that ustad? In your heart it will come. You don't have to sleep, you don't have to dream, you don't have to do nothing of that sort. You ask Allah. Allah will not send wahi to you. Wahi is finished. Revelation is for Anbiya alayhi salatu salam. But Allah Jalla wala through His fadl, grace and mercy will inspire you. Allahumma khirli wa khtarli. And then you go. The hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi. After you took your decision, then do not allow the waswasa of shaitan. You waswisu fi sudurin nas. This is the satanic whispers that they come in the hearts and minds of people. Fa'idha azamta fatawakkal alallah. When you took your decision, which provided that it's permissible, then you put your trust, place your trust on Almighty Allah Jalla wala alone.
Mufti Saab, how does one receive Mufti Saab's daily nasiha, and how long is this nasiha, the various topics, Mufti Saab?
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We are non-entities. We are, we can't say anything about ourselves. We all know how many vices, how many sins we committed. Allahumma astur awrati wa amin rawati. Ya Allah, you keep on making sattari. You keep on covering our sins and vices. Ya Allah, you keep on giving us the protection, Ya Allah, from the enemies and the munafiqeen and the enemies of Muslim and Islam, Ya Allah. It is the fadl and grace of Almighty Allah, more than 4 years ago now, that it was my brother Mawlana Ahmad Dokrat, Hafidahullah, we spoke last night also, mashallah. Allah Jalla Wala reward him, his wife, children, all wonderful. And parents, brothers, sisters, all of them, that he suggested, I gave and delivered a lecture in Cape Town. He said few people were now recording it and so forth. So let's do something. I said, Mawlana, you know I'm not techno-savvy, as they say nowadays, you know, all those technical things. I'm not techno-savvy. So I'm a simple Simon guy, you know. So he said, you just send it to me, I'll do everything. Allah Jalla Wala reward him. So mashallah, this morning when after Fajr, then I sent out, this was 1493, with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Allah Malaka Shukru Kullu, Walaka Alhamdu Kullu. And mashallah, that if you want all of them from number 1 to 1493, then go to my website www.muftiakhwasen.net. You will find so many things there, inshallah, that will be beneficial to you. And from number 1 to till now, 1493, inshallah al-Aziz. Second one, how can you receive it directly? Make a note of this number, 076-731-0686. Hafiz Wadi, afterwards you can repeat it also, inshallah. 076-731-0686. Save it in your contact list as Nasiha, and thereafter send a WhatsApp message. Just a WhatsApp message, one word. Don't make long, long stories. Just write subscribe. WhatsApp and send subscribe, 076-731-0686. Our foreign listeners throughout the world and the globe, just put the prefix +27 and then 76, you go on, 731-0686. And in that way, inshallah, you will receive the daily nasiha. So that is how you will receive that. I told you the website, and we send it out on Twitter also every day. The Twitter handle is @AKHusain, AKHOOSEN. So on that also you can receive it daily, inshallah al-Aziz. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Ya Allah, we are gunegar, we are sinners, ya Allah. Accept this humble, humble effort in your court, that today we send out the message of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and it is 4 or 5 minutes daily. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Ameen. Mufti Sahib, our next question, that many people, especially in the beginning of the year now, have unemployed and they're seeking employment and they've tried everything. What can Mufti Sahib advise?
Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam left Egypt because the people accused him, Allah forbid, naqlul kufri laysa bikafirin, that's in Arabic, in Farsi, Persian. Nakale kufr, kufr nabashit. When people utter words of kufr and blasphemous words, we repeat it just to say what they said. Allah forbid, they said, Nabi Musa alayhi salam murdered the person. It was a mistake, obviously, unintentionally, inadvertently. So he knew that these people now will cause more trouble and problems for him. He left Egypt, went to Madian, no boarding, no lodging. When he enters, what does he read? O Ummah, Surah 28, verse 24, chapter 28, verse 24. Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. O my beloved Allah, whatever goodness you are sending down, I am faqir, I'm a pauper, I'm in need of it, ya Allah. So me and you, when we travel, then we should be asking Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for all these type of things. Every dua of a Nabi, we should be by hearting, memorizing. Almighty Allah states, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَاهُمُ اللَّهُ فَبِهُدَاهُ مُقْتَدِي. They are the ones Allah selected them, Allah guided them, and you must follow in their footsteps. This is the Jalilul Qadr that Nabi Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke of him in various ahadith. Quran Sharif mentions his name. He was dark in complexion. Nabi Musa alayhi salam, the most amongst all Anbiya alayhi salam, 136 times. Surah 28, verse 24. Whenever we travel, we went now this weekend to King Ross and then to Trichardt and Bethal and so forth. Allah reward all of them. So, and anyway, when we enter, we read the dua of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. Read, Ya Basitu, Ya Basitu, Ya Basit. Ya Allah, you are the one who increases the risk, Ya Allah. Every day you are in a tight spot, I know, but still take out 1 rand, 2 rand. Still give a loaf of bread, half a loaf to somebody. When we give charity, Lillahi Azza wa Jal, for the pleasure of Almighty Allah, Allah Jalla wa Allah will open up so many doors. Wa may yattaqillah, and never go and offer haram, although the times are difficult. When you exercise taqwa, Allah makes a way out. Wa yarzukhu min haythu la yahtasib. Allah will give you rizq from such avenues where you never anticipated and expected. Remember, it is not people who are giving us rizq, it is Allah Jalla wa Ala. People are just the means. So ask Allah directly. Go into sajda tahajjud time. Cry to Allah and say, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Ya Allah, I thought everything is good. I lost my job. I was fired. I was retrenched. Ya Allah, I'm a gunagaru. I'm a fasik fajir. Ya Allah, I'm a sinner transgressor. I make tawbah, Ya Allah. See what Allah says. Ya Almighty Allah states, Istaghfiru Rabbakum innahu kana ghaffara. Surah 71 verses 9, 10 and 11. Yursilis sama alaykum midrara wa yumdidukum bi amwali wa baneen. Allah will send good beneficial rain. Allah will increase your wealth for you. Allah will bless you with pious children. These are the worldly benefits. وَيَجَلَّكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجَلَّكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. Allah will grant us وَجَنَّةُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ الْأَعْلَى. Allah will grant us the rivulets and the streams of Jannah. All the promises in the Quran Sharif. So do that and Allah will open up many avenues for you, inshallah.
Ameen. Mufti Sahib, next question says, my sister is on oxygen at home. She tries her very best to be independent. Can she cut her hair short and they're of the Shafi Mazhab, Mufti Sahib?
There's no such thing that the Shafi Mazhab or Hanbali Mazhab or Maliki Mazhab says that for the women to cut hair is permissible. Today, when the women cut hair, then remember the aim is either fashion or either to imitate the kafirat, the non-Muslim culture, or you must remember that they want to look like this one and that one. So all this is haram. Man tashabba biqawmin fawa minhum. Whoever imitates a people is from them. And the hadith is authentic in Abu Dawood. Go open Jami'u Saghir, Allama Suyuti Rahimahullah. There's a whole chapter, Naha, 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 Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. All the things Mustafa, Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam prohibited. One, you will find Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam prohibited the women from cutting the hair. In Islam, listen carefully, my esteemed listeners, that the hadith in Musnad al-Firdaus of Daylami, that when the men keep beards, not that pencil line, a proper beard, then the malaika, they make dua for you. O men, you must be a male and not a baila. You know baila? The woman, imitate woman, speak like woman, walk like woman, talk like woman. We must become men, the mujahideen of the Russian Red Army. How their wuzu broke. You know what I mean by wuzu? That how they messed their uniforms and they ran. When the mujahideen would come with their beards and say, Allahu Akbar. That is Islam. Subhana man zayyana rijal bil liha. The malaika make dua for the man. Ya Allah, enhance the beauty of the man with beards. Wan nisa bil zawaib. And the women with their long, long hair and long, long plaits. That is Islam. Not imitating the kuffar culture and non-Muslim culture. Never suffer from the inferiority complex. We have the best and share it with the rest.
JazakAllah khair for that, Mufti Sahib. Well, that brings us already to our second break and already an hour into the Q&A program. After the break, we continue right until about 5 to 4 this afternoon.
This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.